You may have heard me earlier in the program taking a deep dive on the whole Line 5 Enbridge question. And all of the things that are entangled with Line 5 that go far beyond Michigan. Refineries in several states and provinces. Distribution of energy all over the upper Midwest. And literally millions of people could be impacted if Line 5 is shut down. And the crazy thing is, it appears here in Michigan that the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is openly talking about doing that, willing to do that, disregarding the governor's wishes, disregarding the concerns of millions of people living here in Michigan and around the Midwest. It's concerning to me. And so from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, we're doing the Michigan Chamber Business Brief with Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, I read a great piece that broke it down for me in Cranes. I didn't realize, I guess it was real education for me, Rich, to understand, you know, the 540,000 barrels of crude and natural gas that start from Superior, Wisconsin and go through the Midwest that are destined to refineries in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Ontario, and oil that's coming from North Dakota and Montana and northern Michigan contributes energy into this pipeline. I learned a lot, and if this is shut down, the impact, not just to Michigan, but to this region, could be devastating, couldn't it?
Steve, we share your concern. I think the article in Cranes was very timely and very helpful. It reminds me of that old saying that facts are stubborn things. What we're seeing is that Michigan's Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is increasingly determined to pursue a radical economic agenda. Last week, we saw her talk about going to federal court to change the Michigan Constitution to invite judges to impose state mandates on spending and court-ordered tax increases. The Attorney General has repeatedly threatened that by the end of this month, she will go again to state or federal court to shut down Line 5. It's a reckless and irresponsible thing for her to do. It's bad enough that she would pander to environmental extremists at the expense of 300,000 Michiganders who live and work in the UP. But we're starting to see now the facts coming forward that if Line 5 is shut down, she would first trigger years of costly and uncertain litigation at taxpayer expense. Line 5 would then stay in operation and stay in the water. And we're starting to see the facts that shutting down Line 5 may be a good bumper sticker, but it's horrible public policy, that it would have a major negative downstream impact on trade with Canada, decrease energy supplies, cause shortages and higher prices, not just in the Upper Peninsula, but in the Lower Peninsula. We would be looking at higher cost of gasoline, higher cost of jet fuel, higher cost of propane. It's just stunning to think about the real world consequences.
And going back to the article in Cranes, and I say Chad Livengood did good work here because he educated me in some points. The pipeline's crude oil capacity amounts to 42% of the 1.3 million barrel daily refining capacity at 8 refineries, 3 U.S. states, 2 Canadian provinces. I mean, when you talk about impact, that's devastating. But here's the backside of that, Rich. In order to move the fuel, the energy, if you will, it would take thousands of trucks. It would take tens of thousands of rail cars. And that's fine, except for one major problem. They don't actually exist. There aren't trucks to turn to. There aren't enough rail cars to turn to. So then what?
There are no practical alternatives to Line 5. The alternatives are imaginary and hypothetical. All of them are worse than leaving the line in place as Enbridge works at their own expense to replace Line 5 with an underground tunnel 100 feet below the lake bed. Is the Attorney General in favor of oil barges on the Great Lakes? Is the Attorney General in favor of thousands of truck trips every day? Is the Attorney General in favor of dozens and dozens and dozens of trains with tank cars? The challenge here is bumper sticker politics, and you can't ignore the fact that Line 5 carries 540,000 barrels of light crude and natural gas liquids every day. The impact would not be just on the UP. It's bad enough that the Attorney General doesn't care if 300,000 people who live and work in the UP are collateral damage in her war against fossil fuels, but this would impact on every Michigander in the Upper Peninsula, in the Lower Peninsula. Many homes are heated with propane. It would be a higher cost for gas and diesel fuel, jet fuel used every day at airports in Flint and Grand Rapids and Detroit would go up. This is really an extraordinary consequence of reckless politics.
Well, and she is, the governor has to know that this kind of radical agenda, as you put it, Dana Nessel has gone rogue. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, when she just says, I don't care, I'm just going to file a suit against the state of Michigan myself. I'm going to follow this path. It doesn't matter. I mean, politically speaking, that does damage to Governor Whitmer going forward, most likely. I'll give you the final thoughts here.
We're very concerned about separation of powers. We have three branches of government, legislative, executive, and judicial. The attorney general seems to think that she is the fourth and independent branch of state government. We only have one governor at a time, and our governor's name is Gretchen Whitmer, not Dana Nessel.
Rich, I greatly appreciate it. This is a major issue. And I think if Dana Nessel does this, you're going to see chaos, maybe like we haven't seen in a very, very long time here in the state. Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, greatly appreciate you being here, as always, to bring insight and experience to the conversation.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it, Rich Studley. Guys, I'm telling you, if she pulls the plug online and shuts it down, the chaos is going to be considerable, because it's not just propane in the Upper Peninsula. It's a few million customers in the Lower Peninsula. Higher gasoline costs, higher jet fuel out of Detroit and Flint and Grand Rapids. I mean, it's a problem across the board. So we need to know what's going to happen there. Sit tight. It's Monday. Got a couple of important things to tell you about right after this break on the Steve Gerber Show.